Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Trusting Our Future to God, was written by Wynne Collier. In 2010, Laszlo Hanyes made the first purchase with Bitcoin, a digital currency then worth a fraction of a penny each. Paying 10,000 bitcoins for two pizzas worth $25. In 2021, at its highest value during the year, those bitcoins would have been worth well more than $500 million. Back before the value skyrocketed, he kept paying for pizzas with coins, spending 100,000 bitcoins total. If he'd kept those bitcoins, their value would have made him a billionaire 68 times over and placed him on the Forbes Richest People in the World list. If only he'd known what was coming. Of course, Hanyes couldn't possibly have known. None of us could have. Despite our attempts to comprehend and control the future, Ecclesiastes 10 rings true. No one knows what is coming. Some of us delude ourselves into thinking we know more than we do, or worse, that we possess some special insight about another person's life or future. But as Ecclesiastes pointedly asks, who can tell someone else what will happen after them? No one. Scripture contrasts a wise and a foolish person, and one of the many distinctions between the two is humility about the future. A wise person recognizes that only God truly knows what's over the horizon as they make decisions. But foolish people presume knowledge that isn't theirs. May we have wisdom, trusting our future to the only one who actually knows it. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. At the beginning, their words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness, and fools multiply words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell someone else what will happen after them? Let's pray. Dear God, we take comfort in knowing that you hold the future in your hand. Help us to relinquish control to you and trust you with ours today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.